Welcome to the Customer Code, where we decode the future of marketing, AI, and digital strategy. I'm Christina, your AI co-host. In today's episode, we're exploring how AI automation is no longer a futuristic concept. It's here, and it's already reshaping how digital campaigns are built, targeted, and managed.
Hi, Christina. That's exactly right. The rollout of tools like Google AI Max and Meta's Advantage Plus audiences marks a bold shift in how we approach campaign execution. Automation now touches everything. Search term matching, ad copy, audience targeting. These tools promise huge performance gains, but also raise important questions about control, transparency, and strategic relevance. That's what we'll explore today.
Let's start with Google's AI Max for Search, which officially launched in May 2025. Andreas, what is it and what makes it different?
AI Max isn't a separate campaign type. It's a significant upgrade to existing search campaigns. Two core features stand out. First, expanded search term matching. The AI interprets intent using more than just your keywords. It analyzes your ad text, landing pages, and site structure to match against relevant queries you might otherwise miss. Second, asset optimization. Powered by Gemini AI, it generates ad headlines and descriptions based on your content and intelligently routes users to the most relevant landing page. It's automation applied to both reach and relevance.
And the performance promises?
Google claims an average 14% increase in conversions or conversion value without raising CPA. For advertisers using exact or phrase match keywords, they reported lifts up to 27%. Those are serious numbers.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Let's say someone searches for colorful midi dresses for spring. You might only be bidding on red midi dress or dresses for women. Normally, you'd miss that query, but AI Max connects the dots using site content and predictive modeling, showing a more relevant ad, possibly with newly generated copy.
Those benefits sound impressive, but for marketers, it raises a key question. Are we still in control?
That's where things get more complex. Google has added new control levers. Location intent settings at the ad group level, brand inclusion and exclusion lists, and rules around landing page selection. Reporting has also improved. You now see AI Max as a match type in the search terms report, and a new source column shows whether a match came from broad match, AI expansion, or other sources.
So visibility is improving, but are marketers satisfied?
Not entirely. Many still describe the experience as working with a black box. Even with better reports, it's hard to understand exactly why the AI made a given choice or how to improve its performance. That makes it harder to optimize intelligently or explain outcomes to stakeholders.
Let's talk reactions. What are marketers actually saying about AI Max?
Some see real potential, especially in high-volume campaigns or e-commerce. But others are voicing concerns. In regulated industries like finance and healthcare, marketers worry about brand safety, compliance, and losing critical control. There's also discomfort with keywordless targeting. For marketers used to fine-grained targeting, the shift feels abrupt.
Even the naming creates confusion, doesn't it?
Yes. Many marketers find the distinction between AI Max and Performance Max unclear. That confusion undermines confidence, especially among teams less familiar with the technical details.
Let's shift gears and talk Meta. Their Advantage Plus audience system is also making waves. What's happening there?
Meta's AI takes over audience targeting by analyzing past conversions, Metapixel data, and user engagement. You can still make audience suggestions, but the system can, and often does, go beyond them in search of better performance.
And is it delivering?
Meta reports reductions in cost per result across multiple campaign objectives. They've expanded Advantage Plus to lead generation and sales campaigns and are now removing manual targeting options for catalog ad campaigns using the sales objective. The idea is that AI can spot patterns and optimize faster and more effectively than manual setup.
But with that level of automation, there are bound to be challenges. What trade-offs are marketers facing?
There are several. First, budget control. Advertisers have reported overspending, with campaigns exhausting daily budgets in hours, sometimes with disappointing ROI. Meta has acknowledged and fixed some issues, but concerns persist. Then there's transparency. It's often unclear where ads are being shown, which audiences were targeted, or why. There's also the incrementality issue. Are these tools truly finding new customers, or just fast-tracking conversions from users who were already likely to act? Without a way to measure that, the value of automation becomes harder to assess.
And agencies?
They're feeling it too. As execution gets automated, agencies are being pushed to provide more strategic insight and interpretation. But if the AI's logic is opaque, it's difficult to advise clients or optimize performance meaningfully.
So where does this leave us? AI automation is clearly powerful, but how can marketers use it without losing control?
The key is to stay actively engaged. Don't just adopt AI tools blindly. Test in your own context, demand transparency, and above all, build AI literacy in your team. These tools are designed to help us, but they still need human judgment, oversight, and strategic direction.
That's what it means to be strategic by design, not by default. Thanks, Andreas, for unpacking this with me today.
My pleasure. And to our listeners, if you're using AI Max or Advantage Plus, I'd love to hear how it's going. Are the benefits real? Are the trade-offs worth it?
Thanks for tuning in to The Customer Code. Until next time, stay smart, stay strategic, and stay customer-centric.